Hi, welcome to Shh, We're Reading Dirty Books. This is our special series, Shh, We're Talking Fantasy Football.
Yes, a podcast for people who love paranormal romance novels and football. I'm Saylet.
And I'm Kalina.
And we are going to be talking to you about our fantasy team.
Welcome to the first week of official football.
Mm-hmm.
This is week one. This podcast should be coming out Sunday morning, right before all the games. I mean, you know, Thursday night happened, but who the fuck cares about Thursday night football? I guess if you're Atlanta and Philly this week.
Yeah, I guess that mattered.
That was pretty important to them.
It was.
Considering.
Well, and we had their defense in.
Yeah, Atlanta defense. We kind of cared slightly.
Sort of important for us too, but
It's our defense.
Yeah,
you never win a match on a defense.
Really banking on my defense here to pull me through.
That's not how you play the game. At least not in our league.
Right.
I think there's special leagues where you can, like, pick all of your defensive players. You don't pick just a...
Like, individually?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Dan did that one year. He was talking about it.
That doesn't seem right.
It seems harder.
That seems way
That's
harder.
That's why we don't do that.
Or, like,
we're in a league where you just pick the Browns.
Yeah.
Which our opponent has, which, what the fuck?
I know, right? Ugh. These are the noobs that we talked about last time, guys. They're the nephews.
They're new to the league, and we're going to try to be polite because they are only teenagers. But fuck them. We're going to talk about them this week.
Yeah, they ain't going to fucking listen to this anyway because you're not old enough, okay? You're 18 and up for this podcast. Also, you have to drink in order to listen to this podcast.
Hey, alcohol, in order to be honest.
Also served with alcohol. Plus, we're going to make fun of their name, their team name.
Yeah, we have issues.
So, we did ask on the fantasy football chat last night what their name means. And, I mean, pop quiz people, if you guys know what this is, please let us know.
Obviously, we're too old. This is for those youngins out there.
The Gen Z.
They're Zatic. Z-A-T-I-C.
Yes.
I Googled it, because that's where I find all information that I don't know. It's how I learn. And all that came up was a prescription medication for pro and prebiotics with zinc. Which I'm pretty sure they're not naming their team after.
Pretty sure they don't care about probiotics.
So I've never known a teenager to be really into probiotics before.
Nope. So. I don't think so. And
we should get Dan to change their screen image to the image of Zatic.
Oh,
the probiotic
my God,
medicine.
We should.
We're going to hack our whole league.
The perks of being the wife of a commissioner. We get to destroy everybody.
I tried to save a picture of it and send it in the group chat, but somehow my phone really had an issue with that. It was like a private, like, because I think it's actually a prescription drug that, like, they're like, you don't have rights. And I was
sorry.
Like, it's the internet. Just give me the goddamn picture.
Screenshot. Screenshot.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, didn't do that. That would have been smarter. This is why I actually am too old.
Zatic means screenshot. That's what that means.
But anyway, so I asked, I was like, hey, I'd like to know, you know, what's your name? What's the story behind it? Because everyone has different, like, we have a pretty large collection of weird names for teams in our league, and most of them are easy to understand or figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And they refused to know, to tell us.
Yeah.
They laughed at us.
They did. All he said was classic.
Yeah, which was very derogatory, and I didn't appreciate it. But that's okay, because all the other old people jumped on the wagon with me, and we made fun of them.
Yes, it was fun.
Because they're in a league with 30-year-olds.
Yes,
and
30, 40-year-olds. We're one
true.
Of the only 30-year-olds. Everybody else is older than us.
That's true. So you don't want to, like, be an annoying teenage dick about your name.
You don't.
Go join a league with other teenagers, or fucking tell us what your name means. Like, I just wanted to know. I feel like...
I'm going to strangle it out of him. I'm
sharing information.
I'm your elder, and you owe me that respect.
Anyway, that's not really important. So coming up, that's our match this week. That's who we're playing in our fantasy league. And so far, I mean, we're slated to win this week. We got a 72% chance of winning, according to Yahoo. They've only got a 28% chance, which really is not very good. I mean, like I told you, they have the Cleveland Browns defense. They're not even playing them, but who the fuck has the Cleveland Browns defense just to put them on their bench? Just to take up a fucking bench spot.
That's what they wanted. They're like, oh, we don't need that extra slot. Fine. We don't
take
need
the defense
it.
From one of the worst teams in the goddamn league. The team that last year, my entire defensive strategy last year was to pick up the defense that was playing Cleveland. Because that way we fucking had a killer defense every week without actually having to have a killer defense.
Yeah.
Because they just, whoever was playing Cleveland last year killed it. Because they weren't that bad. That was my strategy mm-hmm. for the entire end of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't get
like,
it.
Yep.
Actually, they have three Cleveland players. They have the defense. They have Jarvis Landry and Carlos Hyde. And I know that Landry and Hyde have done well in other teams in the past, but
yeah,
ooh, I'd be a little nervous about them being on Cleveland. They're not scheduled to get very many points.
Yep. So that's good for us.
Yeah, that's why we're going to win this week and destroy their tiny little teenage heads.
I think all the guys are pretty scared of us. As much talk as Dan is talking about, like, how he's not really scared of us and that our schedule is harder than Yahoo's saying that it is and that we really aren't going to win, I think deep down inside he is shitting his pants, scared. Shivering.
Well, he should be. Yeah. We should definitely be intimidating to all of them.
Yeah, I mean, after, 7 years, I think we finally got our shit together.
We figured it out. It really meant, clean it, don't do research. Because when you think you know shit, turns out you don't. If you go into something not knowing anything, apparently you do much better.
You know everything. Go in blinded. Just go in.
Because that's how I did it this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, we got our best score ever, and I'm like, well, fuck.
And I depend on you. I don't know dick about
knowing
football.
Anything does yeah. not help.
Yeah, I know how to watch it and ask tons of questions about what just happened.
Yes.
But, you know.
Well, we'll have to see. I have really high hopes for us this year. I think we're going to
do
well.
Yeah.
I think we can.
Yes.
I think we have a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just have to see, you know. I've got a couple question marks where I'm like, oh, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You know, I know that having DT from the Broncos isn't the best.
But we want
to, I really want a Bronco.
That's the thing that we do, is we have to have at least one Bronco player on our team.
Just gives you someone to root for, because yes. I'm going to watch the Broncos every season, every
yeah,
game
it's
anyway.
It's the only game I watch.
Aside from the fact that I work every Sunday and I don't see any football games at all.
That's true. You actually don't. We should try to get tickets and go to a game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I can say, hey, Dan, I've got Broncos tickets. I'm taking Khalil.
Oh, fuck. That would be great. Thank you. Really would.
I
really love that.
He
would. That would be great. Oh, no. I know. So, yeah, I know he's... It's always iffy whether he's supposed to be the first, receiver, but...
Yep.
We have a pretty deep receiving core, and he could easily not be the guy that gets
it's
thrown
true.
The ball very
it's,
often.
And he's, I mean, not.
And if he's targeted too, like, if the defenses target him too, cover him too well, I know at some point I'm going to say the right word, but if the defenses cover him heavily, then obviously he's going to get fewer targets.
Yes.
Which isn't good for us.
Right, right. And they say defense wins the game, so... Yeah. At least that's what I've heard. I don't know. I don't know anything. All I know is, yay, Broncos! Because that is the only game I watch. I only watch the Broncos play. I won't watch anybody else play.
Oh,
If they're on, like, if
really?
It's our team members.
I always come home and watch the evening game.
Really?
Sunday and Monday night.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I do, but because Dan's got it on,
yeah.
I won't sit and watch it. I'll sit and watch a Broncos game, but then I'll go off and do my own thing while it's playing. And Dan is, like, fucking glued to the TV. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have officially lost my husband for the next couple of months. It's football season, so it's football Dan. He is the enemy right now. Right now,
that's
I'm fraternizing. I'm sleeping with the enemy. I'm doing all sorts
it's
of fun
rude.
Stuff with it.
It's
yeah. But
I can't
benefit.
Trust you. Good thing I don't let you make any choices for the team.
Good. That is good. That's really good. Good thing I don't know how to, because I also don't really know how to operate the... I don't know how to do any of the Yahoo stuff. I don't.
Well, it's easier on the computer, but...
Yeah, then I'd have to get on my computer, and... I only touch this laptop when we're recording.
Well.
Or when I'm playing World of Warcraft.
There you go. All right.
Not Final Fantasy.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty much all. We don't have a lot to say this week because we're just heading into week one. So
yeah, yeah.
Next week, we'll break down exactly how we did.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, our blowout win
yes,
that
yeah.
destroyed the enemy
yeah.
and made the rest of the teams quake in fear for
Hell
our
yeah.
upcoming victories.
Yeah, I hope we fucking blow them all out of the water because we get money if you're the overall winner of the week or whatever. The highest point of
the highest point differential.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If you blow out your opponent by the most points.
Oh, that's what that is? See, I don't even know what the rule is.
I don't even think you have to be like the highest score.
Oh, I thought it was
I think it has to be the highest differential. Like if you score like 50 more points than your opponent that week, someone could have higher points, but your opponent was the worst, so you see? I think that's what it is. I think that's where you get paid.
That sounds right. I have, like I said, I do not know. I used to
make Dan do everything.
I know.
I know all this stuff.
I just go there and I make votes for things that I think I know what I'm talking about. I'm like, yes. Like to motion for stuff. But anyway, yeah.
So yeah, guys. Well,
we're gonna post our whole team that's playing this week. We're gonna post our, what is it called, roster?
Lineup. Roster.
Whatever, both we're going to post our lineup so that you guys can see and comment and make any suggestions or whatever it is.
By the time you do, it'll be so too late.
It'll be way too late. Yeah. But, so yeah, come back to us and let us know about that. And
about your league. It'll be fun. Have a chat with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah. Tell us what we don't know. Tell us what we're missing in a different league.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I think maybe next year we do need to vote for a PPR league. I've been hearing good things.
What's PPR?
Points per reception.
I don't know what that is.
So you get a point if your receiver or running back or tight end catches the ball. Right now you don't get one just for a catch. You get for the point. Well, if they score or for a run. Yards after catch.
Oh.
We don't get an automatic 1 point for catching.
Oh.
It makes them much more valuable.
That's what. Oh. Didn't they try to vote for that this year?
Yeah, I feel like we voted against it. But now I kind of think maybe we should have voted for it. Somebody made an argument that swayed me this year, and so I was like, nah, let's not do that.
Oh, well, they were trying to, it seemed like they were motioning for pretty much for our scores to go higher. Because then they were doing the touchdown one for 6 point touchdowns instead of 4 point.
Quarterbacks. They wanted quarterbacks to get 8 instead of 6.
Oh, quarterbacks.
Right?
Something like that.
I don't remember.
6 instead of 4, 8 instead of 6, something, some number. But 100, whatever.
I don't know. Okay. Makes quarterbacks more valuable.
So, anyway, yeah, that'll be interesting to know what
Dan's going to tell us why everything we just said was wrong.
Oh, yeah, he said that last time, too. He goes, everything you just said was wrong. I was like no, what?
I declare it to be right.
And he said, oh, well, you just said you were going to win.
Oh, we are.
Oh, like, that is absolutely fucking gonna happen. And I am not an optimistic person, so
no, the fact that either one of us really has optimism about this season is really surprising.
We usually just pick our teams. I'm 100%
sure we're gonna lose all the time.
get a C in our grade, lose all the time, and we are perfectly happy.
We lose right into the loser bracket, but then win the loser bracket, so fuck you.
We fucking kill it in the loser bracket.
This year we're not. We're gonna go into the winner bracket and win the game. Okay.
So be sure to check in with, if you guys are following along with We're Reading Dirty Books, check out whatever episode's coming up next. We won't be able to tell you on this recording because we don't know. So, and other than that, just, you know, thanks for coming by.
Yeah. And we'll see you in a week.
Yes.
Bye.